Hello, this is Dave Smith from the And Another Thing with Dave podcast, and when I'm not working on my own podcast, I'm listening to Take Flight Teaching Podcast with John Melton, and I think you should too. Check it out.
Welcome back to the Take Flight Podcast with John Melton, where we show you how to maximize your income abroad, teach abroad, and travel the world on your own time. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, but not good night. Welcome back to the Take Flight Podcast with John Melton. How's everybody doing? Hopefully great. Me, I'm doing great. Today, I want to talk about the online ESL industry. First off, China's made a dramatic change in policy that has caused chaos, mostly in the online industry, more than it has on the ground in China. On the ground in China, it seems the only major change is no more weekends, and then no kids below four. let's see. Oh, online though. Sorry, ADHD moment. Online teaching went crazy because a lot of clients were from China, adults and children. And now, you know, that's, you got to find your money elsewhere. Kids in other countries, people in other countries. But there are platforms that do 24/7 booking from all over the world. But I want to talk about the drawback of online teaching, besides what people just experienced with China. One policy change might have caused some people to miss a house payment or miss a car payment. But the differences in online teaching is taxes. When you go work at Walmart, your employer is paying in for you your taxes, and you get the check afterwards. So at end of the year, you file your taxes and all is well. When you work as a teacher, online teacher, you are an independent contractor. An independent contractor has a different set of rules for taxes than do traditional teachers. So you are on the hook for like 15% because you are going to go under a different bracket in America called the like a self-employment tax, which adds that little bit more on. So you're at 15%. A lot of people don't put this money back and they end up in some big trouble for back taxes. You may get away with it once, maybe even twice, but the government will come. Uncle Sam wants his peace. Whether you're in another country or here, that's just how it is in America. Taxes tax you to death. Next, I want to move into a segment that just offers some inspiration. You know, don't always narrow yourself down to online teaching. Be courageous, and once this new variant is settled down, things will come back to normal, and people are still traveling and teaching. China isn't the be-all, end-all, so it's time to shift focus elsewhere. Take your TEFL. That's something you could be doing in the meantime, or furthering your degree, or finding teaching opportunities locally to show you have experience. But yeah, work on your TEFL, get a TEFL, you could online teach, get some experience, then apply that to your resume when you're ready to go abroad. Now, China is really lenient on their TEFL. I mean, anything you have to check the box. With other countries, especially like Spain, or maybe Germany and South Korea, you want to make sure that your TEFL is legitimate. Like, no questions asked, it's legitimate from the right company. And I'm not saying it has to be the 120-hour, which, you know, if you do have that, that puts you ahead of the pack. But, you know, anything from a legit one is better than the best one from a non-legit one. You get what I'm saying? Over at our Instagram on takeflight_podcast, we had a message from someone asking, it says, hey, John, I just wanted to reach out. I had a question about the ESL industry and my degree. I have just finished completing my bachelor's, but due to the pandemic, I am not currently ready to travel. Should I gain my master's degree in TEFL or TESOL or teaching English, you know, as a second language? So, what this person is asking is, should they get a master's in TESOL, or which is teaching English as a second language? But I would say, if you plan on teaching abroad and teaching this way for your whole career and making a full career out of it, then sure, I mean, it won't hurt. But if you're doing this for a few years or to try it out, it's absolutely not necessary. So all I can say personally is, if that's what you want to do, regardless of what an employer thinks, then do it. But do you need it? Nah. But let me drop this message real quick for you. You know, with the growing popularity of online teaching, it does offer a lot of freedom. So if you are in America, Canada, or wherever, and you can make, you know, a sufficient amount of money, you'd be able to travel America, or travel Canada, or travel Mexico, and there is a lot to see. I guarantee you, most of my listeners from America and wherever else have not seen the majority of the country that they live in. Some people haven't seen the majority of the state they live in, but that might be just where I'm from. But yeah, it's worth checking out. You never considered the possibilities of teaching in Russia. The money is insanely good in Saudi Arabia, but the working conditions are strict and 12-hour days. But, I mean, you can make six figures. And if with the right tax form, you can get out of paying any of that to their government, which is tax-free anyways, or our government with the right form. And that's the, I want to say it's the form 1055. But that's definitely worth looking into if you're out of the country for more than 330 days. Take Flight Teaching has a Facebook, Take Flight Teaching Consultants. It's worth going to add and get on that page. Keep up with updates. Also, as mentioned earlier, the Instagram, takeflight_podcast. Give us a shout out. Maybe you can even be on the show. We look for people to interview, and we want to hear your experiences. So feel free to chat and reach out. And you got to add the Instagram account before you can message, or we may not see it. Once again, this isn't possible without all of you. So we just want to thank you. Thank you for still listening. Thank you for hanging in there. To all my listeners, this is John Melton signing out. See you next time. Next, I want to move into a segment that just offers some inspiration. You know, don't always narrow yourself down to online teaching. Be courageous. And once this new variant is settled down, things will come back to normal, and people are still traveling and teaching. China isn't the be-all, end-all, so it's time to shift focus elsewhere. Take your TEFL. That's something you could be doing in the meantime, or furthering your degree, or finding teaching opportunities locally to show you have experience. But yeah, work on your TEFL. Get a TEFL. You could online teach, get some experience, then apply that to your resume when you're ready to go abroad. Now, China is really lenient on their TEFL. I mean, anything you have to check the box. With other countries, especially like Spain, or maybe Germany and South Korea, you want to make sure that your TEFL is legitimate. Like, no questions asked, it's legitimate from the right company. And I'm not saying it has to be the 120-hour, which, you know, if you do have that, that puts you ahead of the pack. But, you know, anything from a legit one is better than the best one from a non-legit one. You get what I'm saying? Over at our Instagram on takeflight_podcast, we had a message from someone asking, it says, hey, John, I just wanted to reach out. I had a question about the ESL industry and my degree. I have just finished completing my bachelor's, but due to the pandemic, I am not currently ready to travel. Should I gain my master's degree in TEFL or TESOL or teaching English, you know, as a second language? So, what this person is asking is, should they get a master's in TESOL, or which is teaching English as a second language? But I would say, if you plan on teaching abroad and teaching this way for your whole career and making a full career out of it, then sure, I mean, it won't hurt. But if you're doing this for a few years or to try it out, it's absolutely not necessary. So all I can say personally is, if that's what you want to do, regardless of what an employer thinks, then do it. But do you need it? Nah. But let me drop this message real quick for you.